Are you a songwriter? Are you looking to turn your songwriting passion into a full-time gig? Whether you are just at the start of your songwriting journey or a seasoned industry professional, this show is made for you. Welcome to The Songwriter Show, bringing together songwriting news, interviews, and community. Now, welcome your host, Sorontos.
Thank you so much for tuning in, and welcome back to The Songwriter Show, right here on Reality Radio 101. I'm your host, Sorontos. I'm a solo music artist who's been writing lyrics for as long as I can remember. Words are just so important to me, and that's why I'm thrilled to host this show for you every single Tuesday evening. I believe in my heart that every song is a story. Tonight, I have a really cool guest for you guys. Capulet ENT is a premier New England booking company that specializes in booking national alternative, rock, and metal music for the Northeast. Founded by speculative fiction author Estevan Vega in 2012, the brand has been building for the better part of a decade and has booked bands like Memphis Mayfire, Anne Berlin, Drugs, Alisana, All That Remains, Norma Jean, Anne Berlin, and more. After 2 years of Capulet Fest, Capulet Entertainment embarks on the second annual Back to School Bash on September 10th with guests Crown the Empire and The Word Alive, taking place in Hartford, Connecticut at the Webster.
And now, welcome this week's special guest.
Welcome to the show. How are you doing tonight, Estevan?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me.
So tell us about this Capulet Entertainment. What was the thought here? You're the brainchild behind it, I think, correct?
Yeah, guilty as charged. So it kind of started accidentally. As you mentioned in the bio, I'm an author. So I was doing a book signing, and this kid came up to me having read my stuff and said that he was starting to do concert promotions, basically. And this is about a year and a half to 2 years after I had done only one concert that I had put on. And it was basically a book release party for one of my books. And he had heard about that. And so fast forward a year and a half or two later, he comes up to me and says, you know, I'm getting into concert promoting and would you be interested in partnering with me, basically? And I was like, sure. You know, that's, I've always been a fan of music. I've always loved live music especially. And so the opportunity seemed to be kind of, you know, basically too good to be true, so to speak.
Yeah.
And we decided to put together a show. I came up with the name Capulet. He had a different name before and I suggested that we change it. And there was him, and then there was actually another person too involved. And so the three of us kind of got to work on the show. We booked a headliner and we booked, I think, four or five other bands, and that was going to be our big opening show. Well, the week before the show happens, or maybe the week, I think it was the week of the show, I get a text or an email basically saying that they're out.
Wow.
Yeah, that the pressure and the finances were too much, and the whole thing just wasn't, you know, the direction they wanted to go. And, you know, here we had this show lined up and we had the space booked already. And I'm like, well, okay. So I went ahead with the show anyway. Our headliner decided to not show up.
Wow.
Because apparently they had double booked the event with another event, and I tried to reach them and couldn't get a hold of them. And so the whole first event was kind of a mess, but we still had it. And that was kind of the beginning. That was December 2012. After that show, I decided that I would push forward with the brand Capulet. And we did a handful of other shows for almost a year after that. And then I decided it was too hard juggling that and pushing my books and stuff. So I kind of put Capulet on the back burner for a few years, and then released another novel of mine. And then fast forward to like 2018, I think, 2017, in that range, and kind of rebirthed Capulet basically for doing music promotions. For the few years preceding that, I was basically using Capulet as the imprint for my novels. And then I decided to kind of breathe new life back into it. So, you know, we did it for another couple of years after that, and then COVID kind of shut us down again. And so I've just been kind of facing this uphill battle with Capulet for pretty much 11 years. And we've had two Capulet Fests, which is pretty awesome. And we've booked so many bands in that time period. And now we're doing our second annual Back to School Bash, and we just got a lot of fun stuff going on. So I'm really excited that Capulet is still here.
Yeah, that's cool, man. I gotta be honest, Estevan, you're kind of triggering me a little bit because I'm having flashbacks to when I did the Toronto Music Festival, which was my last live gig, and I hired this guy that was good music director, had all the band. I said, "You know, it's in Toronto." Yeah, no problem. And then like a week and a half before the show, he's like, "Hey, listen, we can't get passports. We can't do it."
Oh, shoot.
And then I was like, struggled to find like a cover band, and and it was fine, but after that I said, you know what? I'm gonna be the Beatles in reverse. I'm gonna focus on my music studio, and then when I make it, then I'm gonna just be gigging nonstop.
Yep.
It's hard. It's really, really hard. And you hear about all these fraud, all these festivals that have issues, and it's not easy, man.
Yeah, I think the problem I ran into was just, I think youth. You know, you have ambitions, but you don't really have maybe necessarily a clear vision or a way to make those ideas and dreams come to fruition. And so, you know, if you come up against too many obstacles, a lot of times people just can't take it, and so they bow out. You know, and
Yeah.
I'm kind of one of those people that don't quit, and I almost kind of do it in spite of the situation or in spite of the person saying that it can't be done. You know, so I'm more like, oh, you say it can't work. How can I prove you wrong? And so sometimes to my own detriment, but I think that's why I'm still with it, you know?
Yeah, I hear you, man. Part of what makes people successful is that drive, that never quit thing, but that's also sometimes what can keep us on something maybe a little bit longer than it should be, but obviously I think you're making it, and I'm not trying to discourage you in any way, man. I think what you're doing is great.
Thanks, dude. Thanks.
So tell us a little bit about your musical journey and your authorship, like what got you started writing stuff and doing some of the stuff you do.
Yeah, so writing, I started in fifth grade. I actually wanted to be an artist. I wanted to, well, actually, before that, I started, you know, my parents signed me up for drum lessons, and I wanted to be a drummer, and I didn't stick with it. I was lazy. I didn't practice, and I couldn't figure out how to do the coordination thing with the feet and the hands, and so I got frustrated really easily, and I quit. And then I tried the piano because my brother was doing the piano, and I didn't stick with that either. And then I said, okay, I like sketching. Maybe one day I'll get to work for Marvel or Disney or something like that, or DC. And I wanted to be an artist, and so I bought tons of comic books, and I would sketch all the time. And for a third grader, fourth grader, I was pretty good. I had a hard time creating stuff, though. I was pretty good at copying other images that I saw, but it was hard for me to kind of come up with something from scratch. So I was a good forger, but it was hard for me to create my own characters. And so, you know, fast forward to fifth grade, we get these writing prompts for English class, and I was terrible at it. And my teacher would read the best stories in front of the class, and mine never got picked. And so I asked my dad to help me. And so we wrote a couple short stories together. My teacher started reading my stories in front of the class, and I kind of got a taste of people actually giving a crap what I had to say. And that was really cool and empowering. And so, I decided to that whole project became, you know, my first unofficial attempt at writing a book. And then in sixth grade, I actually set out to write a legit book that I would want to see published. And then, you know, here we are now. I've gotten 7 books out there. I've got some short stories out there, all within like the, you know, 90% of them are like supernatural, sci-fi, thriller type books. Very character driven too, so there's a mix of that. And yeah, so I wrote books, and then kind of stumbled back into music, even though I never really played anything. But I've always been a huge fan of music, and I loved going to concerts. And even in high school, like I knew music was going to be a big part of my life. I just didn't realize to what capacity.
Yeah.
And so it's really great seeing, you know, the stuff that, you know, I've been able to do with music, you know, in spite of the hardships.
Yeah, and I think it's part of your story. It's part of your challenge. It's part of who made you what you are. And I think that's very commendable.
Yeah, man. Thank you.
Where do you see yourself going in the next month, in the next year?
So after we make it through the Back to School Bash, we have another event with Johnny Craig. He was the lead singer of Amorosa and Slaves. So we have another event with him. And then fast forward into next year, we're really excited about bringing Capula Fest back for its third year and just making it bigger and better than the last two. That's the goal.
Okay, fair enough. Tell us about this song we're going to hear in a minute here.
Yeah, so it's Crown the Empire. They're headlining the Back to School Bash, and the song is called Immortalize. Big fan of these guys. They played Capula Fest this past year, and we were fortunate enough to get them back into the area for this show. So it's going to be a good one.
Okay, tell you what, let's take a listen to it, and then we'll come back and talk some more, okay?
Cool.
All right, everybody, check this out. Here we go. Thanks for sharing that with us. I think the fans will really dig that.
Yeah, I hope they do. I'm glad to be here. Thank you for having me again.
No, you're welcome. So is there a musician or author, dead or alive, that you would love to be trapped in a room with for an hour?
So author, I would say, oh man, probably a toss up between like F. Scott Fitzgerald and Stephen King, two big influences for sure on my writing style and just the direction that my books have taken. And then for music, I would say most of my life, I would say that my favorite band was a band called Switchfoot. So the lead singer, John Foreman, I've met him a few times, but I've never like sat down and talked with him. So I would say probably him.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about if you had to pick, you're on a deserted island, you could only write or make music, what would you pick?
Listening to music after I wrote a good chapter. I know that's kind of cheating,
Yeah.
but I mean, it's so hard for me to actually sit down and write nowadays because I run, Capulet, and then I have another business that I run, and then I have an 18-month-old baby, and it's hard. So like having the energy and the silence to be able to sit down and write is so challenging. That's why I think my gut says if I were on a deserted island, that means I have silence. As long as there's electricity that I can plug a laptop into, I'd be good. So I would say probably first choice would be, yeah, I would love to write, but to not have any music would be torture to me. So that's why I wanted to cheat and say, can I have music after I do a successful writing session? That would be the ideal.
Okay, fair
I know
enough.
that's cheating, though.
Yeah, that's all right. You found a way around it. That's fine. Tell us about scams. You're with what you do, I'm sure you've run across this yourself, but how do musicians and authors stay away from some of these scams out there? If you want to help us figure that out, and then if you want to kind of let us know about some that you might have fallen for in your younger years.
I would say, read the fine print, know what you're getting involved in, know what you're signing, know what the expectations are of you and what they are of the other person. I would say surround yourself with other smart people who are smarter than you and who can kind of look out for you. Sometimes we have diamonds in our eyes and we can't see what's right in front of us, that it could be a scam or a trick. I know that there have been, there were some smaller publishing houses that were interested in my stuff, but like, after going through some research on them and just reading through the fine print of things, I realized that those deals were not best for me. I know that there was one time that a person wanted to buy like the movie rights to books that I hadn't even written yet. And so I was more like, let's kind of see where this goes first, before I sign away the potential
Everything,
to
yeah.
everything that I had, So things like that. I don't know that that was a scam. That was more just probably just business savvy, and they saw I was a younger kid and that I would probably take a deal like that, So definitely having people that I could have counsel me in the right direction, for many years I had my dad. He would look over a lot of stuff and talk to me about things, and so that was a huge help. As far as the music industry, I booked a show one time. I want to say it was 2019, and it was at a venue I had never booked before. But I figured I'd give it a shot. And it was weird. They told me that there would be a sound person there. They told me that they would have equipment that I would just need to bring in the tour package, and they would be able to set everything up and run the show great, and they would have the sound person. So I hired my buddy anyway to come and run basically like a stage hand, a second stage hand or a stage manager to help out. And he decided to bring most of his gear anyway, just as a backup. And I'm so glad he did, because when we got to the venue, the sound guy never showed up, wasn't even planning to come, I guess, or there was miscommunication or whatever. And then we got there and there was no production equipment. It was just an empty room and a small stage.
Wow.
And I'm like, I have a tour package coming in. What are we going to do? So luckily he had his stuff and we were able to do the show. Well, after the show had completed, the venue owner, first of all, he was rough with us the whole night because he was mad that people weren't buying enough booze.
Yeah, and you know what? As much as I'm not with a label, that is one of the benefits of having support, having a manager or a label or people that know the industry, where you don't waste your time on people that are going to waste your time, to be honest with you. That's probably the biggest advantage when you get to a certain point, because at the end of the day, people want you to either pay for stuff or they take a percent when you're bigger. As an artist, you're not big enough to warrant the right attention. So that's where all these scammers and all these people in between that make it hard for both of us.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You're in a story of dragons and monsters, and you just gotta, you know, bring your weapons with you every time you walk around.
Yeah, I hear you, man. Tell us about your website, your socials. Where can people buy your stuff, your stream it, your books, whatever you want to share with us?
Yeah, so my books, you can just hop on Amazon.com, type in Esteban Vega. They should all come up. My website for all the Capulet stuff, go to CapuletENT.com. That's obviously an abbreviation for Capulet Entertainment, so CapuletENT.com for all of our shows and other information on what we're doing, you know, in the coming months. And obviously Facebook and Instagram, we're on there too, CapuletENT.
All right, Matt, last question. Do you have any advice on touring?
Well, I would say if at all possible, try to hook up with another artist or band that has decent draw in the areas you want to hit, right? So preferably an artist who has been to that scene before. Try to do when you, if you're booking your own stuff, you know, as you had mentioned, being an independent artist, you might have to book gigs yourself. Try to book gigs that are far enough apart to not compete with each other, but close enough to where you can hit multiple markets without traveling 10 hours in between shows. And then just try to negotiate the best deals. That's fair for you and fair for the venue and the promoter. The ideal is that everyone makes money at the end of the show, you know, or the end of the tour. That's the goal, right? Yeah. So if a band can, you know, do decently, and if they can sell merch, great, you know. And then if the promoter does well and the venue does well and they sell, you know, the bar does well, then they want to bring you back. So the goal is for everybody to make a little piece, and so it keeps kind of the whole machine moving, you know. So those are some tips that I would say.
Yeah, absolutely, man. All right, I want to thank you so much, Esteban, for being on the show tonight. It was an absolute blast.
Yeah, thanks so much, Sam.
You're welcome. So to all the listeners out there, thank you for spending a little bit of time with the two of us. We know you're busy, and we thank you for it. We hope your own unique story gets heard around the world. My name is Sarantos. Please join me every single Tuesday night to hear other awesome artists share their fascinating behind-the-scenes stories right here at the Songwriter Show on Reality Radio 101. Have a great night, everybody. I love you guys.
Yesterday I felt alone, more so than usual. I couldn't remember what I've done with my life or where I was going, but I heard the crackle of a dying ember. And today I feel alone, more so than I don't know that I've lived my life. Things only getting worse. There's no hint of an angel or a rainbow. I don't know how much more I can take. Not fair to those around me when I feel this way. They deserve better, more than I can give, more than me. They deserve to live. I thought God would never say goodbye. I thought He would always be my guide. till the clock struck ten, and then my hell of a day was done, and I ran home to swallow some pills. Day I drowned in work, more so than usual. There's still no cure, but the doctors still try. Friends throw me a smile as I sit in the shadow. I'm just not sure. I don't know how much more I can take. Not fair to those around me when I feel this way. They deserve better, more than I can give. More than me, they deserve. Circling the train, I can't fight anymore. Can't fight the pain. Tired, nothing's changed, nothing's left. And all I want is to live in my bed. Why did you abandon me?
To the Songwriter Show. To keep the momentum going, head over to www.songwritershow.com and join our free music community of artists, songwriters, and producers. That's www.songwritershow.com.